The Cub Reporter pulls a fast one. Composed and recorded by Olive Whiteman. No, Hiram, let me tell it. Let me have this chance to inform the public what we know in advance. You might get it garbled and lead folks astray, so you let me tell it in my explicit way. The old man sank down heavily into his big old chair until you got the feeling that he was always there. He started rocking gently when once he had begun, and no one need to tell you he was a henpecked man. His face was rather downcast. He moved his toothless gums, but silently set twiddling his two great horny thumbs. And so the young reporter disengaged his glance and looked up at the woman who seemed to wear the pants. Her face was lined and wrinkled. Her hair was sparse and gray, but her eyes, how they twinkled, now that she'd got her way. "It was like this," she told him. "We were in Washington. I can't recall the month now, but we were there for fun. And we had got invited. We had been introduced to those who were presiding against those so prejudiced. So we just sit there listening and making believe we sit on that there stuffing glasses. But we, too, were tight-lipped. For we're no hands for liquor, and we're just being sociable, while those who were presiding were handling things negotiable. And so we heard the whole thing, but neither said a word. For us to open our mouths, that would have been absurd. But we ain't got no knowledge of worldly-wide affairs. And us, we know our places, and we don't put on airs. That talk, it did get heated. It made my heart beat fast. And I was really thankful when they called it off at last. You see, we got some friends there that we were visiting. They took us along, and that's how we happened to sit in. My Hiram, once he started, I just pinched him quick. So he kept still. I couldn't have them know that he's just a hick. But we were dressed in fashion, all in our Sunday clothes, and if we kept our mouths shut, nobody ever knows that we ain't got no knowledge of the intelligence or highbrows, so we best stay on our side of the fence. That's how we know aforehand of what the government done, 'cause we heard that discussion that day in Washington. And Hiram there, he blabbed it. His brain is so condensed. Don't realize that the people, when riled up, get incensed. But I made sure he didn't. I told him off, but good. He just can't go round saying what ain't rightly understood. He's not the brains for reading, but just his tabloid. And if and he gets spouting, he gets me real annoyed. I have to clamp down on him just like a little child, and when he gets to talking, he might say something wild. I'll have to let you know, sir, and you will quite agree, I got what brains there is, sir, in this here family. We got a daughter, Kitty, was good at elocution, but something snapped inside her. She's in an institution. Our boy, we called him Tommy, quite smart he was regarded, but when we sent him off to school, they wrote us, he's retarded. We never had no others, only just them two, and now you know this family of brains just got a few, and I'm the one that's got 'em. Though I say it as I shouldn't, but I ain't ashamed of facts of life. If I was, then I wouldn't. 'Twas here the good reporter was sure he'd missed his calling, for there was nothing in this spiel he could record, appalling, that this old hag could carry on such senseless, driveling chatter when he had only come on quest of an important matter. He took a glance at the old man, who still sat calmly rocking, the while his wife was yakking on such inane things, yet shocking, still the old man twiddled his thumbs, and moving gums so toothlessly, how could he sit and listen to the things his wife said ruthlessly? The young reporter wiped his face. He'd have to make his getaway, and hurry back to headquarters to say he'd nothing gained that day. The old man's sullen silence, he told himself, appears to be a case of learning how to close up both his ears. And Lordy, how he pitied him, for after one more glance, he thought that old man knows a lot if she'd give him a chance to open up his mouth and talk, and she'd shut hers for once. Then I might get my story yet. That old man is no dunce. But he was young, this fellow. In fact, he was a cub, and worried. Would he now lose his position? There's the rub. He closed his ears and thought a while. Hadn't he heard her say that she must attend a meeting this afternoon, today? So then he mumbled something and shook their hands goodbye. But when he shook the old man's hand, He smiled and winked one eye. The old man understood him and slyly did the same. She didn't even notice that these men played a game. Along about 2:30, reporter reappeared. They had a good old session, and this one wasn't queered. He got what he came after, this new reporter cub, and it was given straightly, minus the great hubbub. Then back at headquarters, the old boys called him Quack, and when he showed his story, shook his hand and took it back. They patted on his shoulder and told him he was blessed, for he'd been sent on purpose and had passed the acid test. That's where they send all cubs to, they told him with a grin. You really got your story. Don't worry, boy. You're in.